We recited Surat al-An'am this evening. Alhamdulillah, it's a very long surah. It was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in one instant, meaning once. From the beginning to end, it was revealed in one sitting, in one majlis, and he memorized all of it in one sitting. So 180 ayahs, how many ayahs? You don't know how many ayahs? Guess half is a bekar admi. But anyway, that's the power of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's memory. It's a surah full of explanations and the rationale of ahkam, laws, and Islam, and all of that. One of the ayat talks about the rationale of appropriating different shares and portions of meat and animals to Allah and the Quraysh and the pagan Arabs, appropriating different animals to their gods and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an explanation in terms of defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Am kuntum shuhada'a idh wassakum Allahu bihadha, that were you actually a witness to this appropriation, meaning that if you don't have first-hand knowledge of the distribution and you don't have first-hand knowledge of how Allah wants this to be done, then what are you basing your hukum and your rule upon? You need to establish a premise, you need to establish a rule for evidence. What is your evidence? You don't have evidence. Okay. So here Allah establishes the evidence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is actually receiving wahi, and then after receiving wahi, he then imparts the knowledge to everybody else. So that's his evidence. So his evidence is that he receives instruction directly from Jibreel, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So this is a bit of what you might call epistemology, how you gain your knowledge and where you gain your knowledge from. But anyway, I'm saying the whole surah dwells on this issue of allowing the Prophet ﷺ to conceive a rationale, an understanding of how to defend the law and how to defend Allah's commandments and so on. One ayah in particular at the end comes to mind, which is very, I think, pertinent for us these days. It's إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسَّ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Those who disunite and they separate and they divide religion into pieces. فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. They divide the deen into so many different ideas and ideals and philosophies and ideologies. You see, that is not the right way for you to approach your deen. Less than minhum fishay. You're not going to do that. You have to keep the whole of deen one whole, comprehensive, all or nothing. It can't be partialized. So you can't partialize Islam. Oh, this is half of Islam, and this is a quarter of Islam, this is a third of Islam. It's all or nothing. So when you believe in Allah and the angels and the Rasul, you believe in everything at the same time. You can't say that this one's half a Muslim. Like most people say, this one's almost Muslim. But almost Muslim doesn't count. You either are a Muslim or you're not a Muslim. Okay? So this idea of partializing, this is what the Quran, farraqu, they partialize and they make splinter groups in terms of disparate ideologies and theories and whatnot. So there's nothing like that. It's all one. All comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ الدِّينَ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. deen, all of it is for Allah, and Allah is the one who reveals. So everything that Allah reveals is deen. And you can't go there and say, I believe in this part and I don't believe in this part. أَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you going to believe in some part of Islam and you're going to deny the other part? That doesn't make you half a Muslim. It makes you a non-Muslim, period. So we have to understand this in the context of today, where there are just so many ideologies and so many philosophies, and we go out there and say, oh, this idea seems very Islamic. This philosophy seems in line with Islam. This ideology is very closely so. So we can't do that. We have to say it's all or nothing. It is a comprehensive willingness to surrender to the will of Allah, and the will of Allah is one. It is whole, it is complete, and it is holistic. That's how Allah is now developing the mind of the Prophet in the surah, that you must come to terms with. Because, you know, the pagan Arabs, I mean, they had their days of Jahiliyyah, no doubt. But they weren't total losers, right? They weren't total idiots. Okay? You need a little bit of intelligence to be addressed by the Quran, at least. Meaning that they had ideas. Some philosophers are wrong, and some philosophers are kind of, you know, this way, this way. But they had values. They had tribal values, which was very noble. They had hospitality. Okay, they had, you know, being a man of your word. Okay, they would not never go against their word, and so on. So they had these values that the Prophet said, أَسْلَمْتُمْ عَلَى مَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, that you have accepted Islam and whatever you have now inherited of goodness, meaning whatever goodness you have carried over from the Jahiliyyah, you're bringing that with you into Islam. See, it wasn't as if they were total losers, but the Quran came and said that you have to jettison and you have to abandon all of those ideas, and they're not disparate anymore, they're all one, which is the process of unification. Tawheed means to unify. Tawheed means to bring together. All of these false idols, they are united, unified in one being, one supreme being who is Allah. And they couldn't relate to that. So how can all these divine powers be in one being? So likewise, this one, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, which is a modern disease. Okay, that philosophy is like, so we are going to the postmodernist philosophy, you want to go into the utilitarian philosophy, you want to go into the pragmatic philosophy, you want to go into the liberal philosophy, you want to go into the conservative philosophy, you want to go with the Democrats, you want to go with the Republicans. Oh, there are some values the Republicans have, they're very Muslim. Really? Really? Oh, there are some values the Democrats have. They could be very Muslims. Really? It's all kufr, basically. So you can't do that. So attempting to insert all of these disparate ideologies and Islamicize them, that's the bid'ah of the time. That's the bid'ah of the time. There is no value except what? And that is Islam. So either you believe in the Prophet wholeheartedly, totally, absolute submission to his rationale, or you don't believe. There's no meeting people halfway. So we have to be careful how we see ourselves in this community, in this society, in this civilization, where there's an abundance of academic literature. Right? And people write and write and write. Libraries are filled with books. Universities are filled with professors and writers and everything. The market is saturated. The internet is saturated with ideas, and we see and hear and listen to all different disparate ideas. And sometimes, oh yeah, this sounds very Muslim. This sounds like a nice idea. And we go with social media and say, yeah, this is a good cause. This is a good cause. This is a good. So here the Quran says, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You have nothing to do with that. You're not going to go that way of dividing the religion, dividing philosophy, and dividing the aqidah into fragmented pieces where they're all over the place. And you don't know which one fits where. You don't know what the picture is. You don't know what the whole is. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah informs the Prophet of the rationale of Islam, which is why it's so beautiful. Surah Al-An'am. So we have to take guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's only just on the legal, philosophical side. On the spiritual side is even more united. Where Tawheed comes in on the spiritual side. Which is the next few ayat. In قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَا وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That my salat and my qurbani, my sacrifice, whatever financial ibadah I have, whatever physical ibadah I have, whatever ritual ibadah I have, anything that I do as ritual is all for Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is not for any other purpose except to please Allah. Meaning that in the spiritual world, again, there are no disparate ideologies and philosophies. It's all one. It's all submission. Lillah. It's all submission to one being. That's the Tawheed. He brings all of this into one. Once you unify everything, then you are, inshallah, doing the Millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Millat Ibrahim Hanifa, which is part of the ayah. This is the tradition of Ibrahim salam, where he brought everything into one, unifying all ideologies and all ideas and all isms into one, where there is no ism left except Allah. And that's whom you worship. That's the bottom line. Once we walk this path, then this is Deen al-Qayyim, Millat Ibrahim. This is the straight deen. This is the upright deen, which is based on the Millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is what the Quran is always encouraging us to do, that this is how we come to terms with seeing, you know, disparate realities, and you see different colors, different hues, and different ideas, and variety in creation. Obviously, diversity in creation is to unify the Creator. Diversity in creation is not to disunite the Creator. I mean, if you say that you love diversity, that some people are black and brown and white and purple and yellow and orange or whatever color, who knows? This is diversity in languages and in ethnic backgrounds and in colors and in, you know, mindsets and, you know, what you call it, mode of dress and cuisine and architecture. This diversity is a sign of Allah's Tawheed, Allah's oneness. So there again, everything comes back to one. The process of unification comes here. And that is the beauty of the Quran. The Quran is always calling people, yes, appreciate the different types and levels of Allah's creation. But the Creator of all this is one. He's not two, he's not three, he's not four, he is one. So appreciate the oneness in the pluralism of his creation. Once you do that, so now you have both of them. You have the Sharia on one side, and you have the cosmos on the other side. You have Sharia on one side, you have Taqween on the other side. So Taqween now comes together with Sharia. And that is Deen al-Qayyim, the upright deen that the Prophet ﷺ came to deliver to us through the Quran, and through his sunnah. Anyway, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to worship Allah the way the Prophet worshipped him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us now to benefit from the barakah and the fruit of Tawheed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to die with Tawheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us all in Jannah together. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr. محمد وآله وصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.